Greetings, everyone, to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God and is designed to help you find God and understand the Bible in the privacy of your home. And as we have seen, the New Testament church began in homes. And that's why this is dedicated to the church in your house. Now, this becomes very important because in the world of Christianity and religion today, there is nothing but confusion. Why confusion? Why so many differing opinions? And yet, everyone has the Bible. Did you know that there's almost one Bible for every human being on earth? And that in the United States, the average household has 4 Bibles. Now, you probably have a Bible in your house. Maybe you even go to church. Maybe you consider yourself a very good, dedicated churchgoer. And maybe you think, and in your own heart believe, that what you are doing is right because at church, this is what they told you to do. Now, as we have seen, one of the greatest violations and one of the most horrible things that has happened in Christianity, it is that now it has evolved into a paganized Christianity that has nothing more than giving tales and stories and how to succeed as a human being. Whereas the Bible wants us to have a personal relationship between the individual and God, between you and God. And God doesn't want any man in between. Now, there have to be teachers. There have to be preachers. But the job of teachers and preachers is to point you to Christ, to point you to God, to point you to the Word of God, so that you can understand God, that you can have a personal relationship with God, and that's why Church at Home. There have been too many forces out there against the truth of God, against Jesus Christ, against trying to bring us to Christ. Rather, they are taking us away to a different Christ, to a different gospel, to a different interpretation of the Bible rather than what is really in the Bible. Now, as we have seen on many of the messages that I have covered, God holds the religious teachers, the pastors, the preachers, the evangelists, the priests, the popes, the cardinals, the bishops, all of them are responsible for deceiving a paganized Christianity. And so what we endeavor to do in Church at Home is to return to the original teachings of the Bible, return and restore the true teachings of Jesus Christ, pull away the curtains and the veils of deception and the scales of blindness on people's eyes so that they can see the Word of God, so that they can understand the Word of God, so that they can realize who is the true God and who is the true Jesus Christ. And so that you can understand that you have been burdened down by traditions of men, whether they be Judaism, Catholicism, Protestantism, or whether you belong to another religion like Buddhism and Hindu and Islam, and that you have been burdened down with the traditions and teachings of men which are contrary to the inspired Word of God. So we want to know, how did that happen? And why did it happen? And this, then, we will begin to understand how to lift away in our lives and our understanding the confusion that is there. And as we pointed out, why would a minister lie to you from the pulpit when you come in there and you're trusting him to be honest and truthful, and yet he doesn't do it? And we've seen how so many ministers and priests fail. So let's begin to analyze the root cause, as we have seen. In Protestantism, they say, Jesus did away with the law. Now, we'll talk about that a little bit more later, because that's a very dangerous and blasphemous thing to say when you really, really understand it and understand all the ramifications of it. But how did they come to this conclusion? Let's understand this. This kind of thing has happened over and over again down through the history of God's people, even in the Old Testament, as well as the New Testament. And how many warnings have we seen that Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing and who say, I am the Christ, and shall deceive the majority of people. How did they do it? While they still have the Bible in their hands. Here's a prophecy of it. Now let's come to Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter, and let's see what Ezekiel was told by God. Now at this particular point, Ezekiel was in a captive exile camp near the river Kibar, with all of the other Jews and Israelites who were there. And God was giving him a message as to why they got there. And that was because they forsook God. They broke his commandments. They had opinions of God. But they went after other gods. They became paganized. And even the priest that God had appointed through the Aaronic priesthood and the Levites to help them, they were partners in rejecting God and leading the people astray. And as we are going to see, not only was it the prophets and the priests who did this, but it was also the politicians. And it was also the people who did not want to obey God. Ezekiel 22, verse 23. Now this becomes a very important thing, and as you're reading through the Bible, understand this, and as we're going to see in other messages, the Word of God is true. The Word of God has been inspired. The Word of God has been preserved. It is not a collection of myths and tales given by men who wanted to create a religion. It's not like the Quran. It's not like the writings of Buddha. It's not like the writings of the Hindus. These are the direct, inspired words of God who personally gave them to the prophets. Verse 23, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, now, here's what he was to tell those people in exile, why they were there. And also remember, as we're going through here, God says, I, the Lord, I change not. Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in her midst, like a roaring lion tearing the prey. There is a conspiracy. Oh, people get all excited. They don't like to hear conspiracy theories. Well, there's the word right in the Bible, because that's exactly what has happened within Protestantism and Catholicism. There has been a conspiracy to introduce pagan teachings, pagan practices, and get rid of the truth of the Bible. And so much so in Catholicism before the Reformation that they killed millions and millions and millions of people, burned them at the stake, tortured them, cut their heads off, and killed and slaughtered them because they wanted to follow and obey God and the Word of God rather than the Pope and the cardinals and the bishops. So if you're a good Catholic and you think that you're on the way to salvation, I suggest that you better stop and think. Now, what I'm saying, don't get mad at me or throw something at the television. Check out your Bible. Have the courage to go beyond the false instructions of men who say, well, you can't read the Bible and understand it. You need a priest to interpret it for you. All right, let's read it. If you have a Dalway version of the Bible, open it to Ezekiel 22 and read along with me. And I think you'll find it's almost nearly the same that I'm reading out of this Bible in its original order to you. Now, I don't think this is hard to understand. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in her midst, like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured souls. Yes, if you don't go along, if you don't believe the Pope, if you don't believe the bishops, if you don't believe the evangelist, and if you don't believe the lies we tell you, off with your head. They have taken the treasures and precious things and have made many widows in her midst. Isn't that true? Absolutely. You don't believe it? Look at the history of Europe. Catholic Europe. Is that not the history? Yes, indeed. Now notice, her priests. These were the priests of God at the temple. At the temple where the book of the law was put, where the Ten Commandments were right in the Ark of the Covenant. And the first five books of Moses that he had written down as the law were rolled in scrolls and put in sleeves on the side of the Ark of the Covenant, and God's presence was in the Holy of Holies over the Ark of the Covenant. So here are the priests, right there, representing God. Let's see what they did. Her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. And isn't that what we're having today? Are we not having a secular Christianity? A Christianity without God, as we have covered? Yes, indeed. They have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean. And here is their greatest sin. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths. I want you to think about that. They have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths. Notice carefully that God did not say they have hidden their eyes from the Jewish Sabbaths. These belong to God. Did not God create the seventh day for the Sabbath day at the beginning? Yes, he did. Did not God give holy days for purpose and understanding? Yes, he did, but most people have never heard of that. Most people do not even have a clue as to what the holy days are or what they mean. And yet those are the very things, the Sabbath and the holy days are the very things that, number one, put you in contact with God for relationship with him. And the holy days tell you what God is doing. Now, if you've never heard that before, that tells you how deceived you really are. And I am profaned among them. Isn't that true? Christ is way off somewhere. God, who knows where he is? Can we pray to God? Does he hear us? What are our lives? What are these things? That's how it came about. And we will give series of messages on the seventh-day weekly Sabbath, which is Saturday today, and the annual Sabbaths of God, which are the holy days and feasts of God. But first, we need to understand that those things are binding today. And as a matter of fact, God uses those days to fulfill his purpose. But the world doesn't know it. That's why they don't know what God is doing, where he's going, because The religious leaders have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and what have they done? They've done even one better. They have said, let's keep Sunday. That's the Lord's day. Well, as I said in one of the other messages, you go right online and you download Rome's Challenge to the Protestants, and you will understand Sunday is never sanctified as the weekly Sabbath in the Bible. So if you think Sunday is a day of worship, I suggest you better do a whole lot of research, and you better study your Bible and prove whether what I'm saying is true or not. That's my church at home, so you can open your Bible at home, and you don't have to listen to the lies in the corner church or at the mega church you go to or on the radio or on television. You can prove it and study for yourselves. Now, not only are the ministers and priests and religious teachers held accountable for this conspiracy and hiding their eyes from the Sabbaths of God and profaning God, notice who else is in cohort with them. Her rulers in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood and destroy souls to get unjust gain. Now, take that verse and superimpose it on the capital of your country. In America, try it on Washington, D.C. And is that not what they are doing today? Why is it that they get elected to office, and after they leave, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars? Verse 28, her prophets have covered themselves with whitewash. Oh, we're wonderful. Yes, let's put on white robes. Oh, yes, let's say sweet, nice things. Seeing false visions and divining lies unto them, saying, thus says the Lord, when the Lord has not spoken. You know, there's one thing that God does not like. He does not like someone saying, the Lord says, when he didn't say. Think about that. God, who created heavens and earth and created all of us, who has given us his truth, who has given us his law, who has given us his way, who has given us his word. And then the prophets stand up and say, oh, well, don't pay any attention to that. I've had a vision from God. I've had a dream from God. When God hasn't spoken. Now let's see what happens to the population. Verse 29, the people of the land have used oppression and committed robbery. They have troubled the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And today, in every nation of Western civilization, don't we have this? Pitting one against the other? Having been run over, especially in Europe, by Islam, demanding to kill the white people if they do not take and impose Sharia law. Listen, let's understand something, and I want to say this directly to you. This nation and this world, because of rejecting God, because of the priests and the prophets and the politicians, is in serious trouble. And God right now is judging these nations severely through the correction that he has sent from the fanatics of Islam. Well, you need to think about that. Let's go on. How bad did it get? So God said, verse 30, and I sought for a man among them who should build up a wall for the land and to stand in the breach before me so that I should not destroy it, but I did not find one. No, there wasn't one. And what happened to the people of Israel, the 10 tribes, the northern 10 tribes, and those of Jerusalem and Judea for rejecting God? They went into captivity. And how close are we to that today? We're getting closer and closer and closer and closer. There's a prophecy in Deuteronomy which says that when we sin, we would end up borrowing from our enemies, and we would become slaves to them. Has that happened? Yes, indeed. Where is the man? Where is the woman? Where is the one to stand for God? God told Jeremiah when he was ready to send him into captivity from Jerusalem, he said, go through the streets of Jerusalem, search it out. If you can find one man that will do justice, that will speak truth, I will pardon the whole thing. And I won't send him into captivity. Because you can go back in history and you can read that in 586 B.C., God destroyed Jerusalem and sent Nebuchadnezzar to take the children of Judah into captivity to Babylon. And he burned the temple to the ground, destroyed it because of the sins of the people. Now think of the blessings that God has given in this land. Think of what he has given to us. And we have in every one of our constitutions of the states, the Almighty God. And we have asked for God to bless this nation in our constitution. And yet, the politicians have torn it to shreds and they don't even follow the constitution. And they don't even care. And that brings an additional judgment, because whenever you include God in what you say and what you do and what you write down and what you promise, guess what? God is going to hold you accountable. Because Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. So if you're going to take God into your life, and then you're going to do your own thing, then you're going to find out that your life is going to be filled with trouble and difficulties because you're really not following God. And we will see why that happens. All right. He says, therefore, I have poured out my fury on them. I have burned them up with the fire of my wrath. I have recompensed their own way upon their heads, says the Lord. Now, we are living in serious times, and the reason that we have this is because of saying the law of God has been done away. And the Catholics saying, we don't even need the Bible to preach the gospel. Well, their gospel is so pagan, that's absolutely true. They have nothing but the traditions of the fathers. Now, I want to make you aware that we have, for you to download right on Church at Home, over 50 different articles. Let me read you some of the articles that we have that are important for you. Free download. All you have to do is go and download them right on site. I've advertised this and talked about this quite a few times, how to study the Bible, the 14 vital keys to understanding the Word of God. This article tells you how to study the Bible, how to put it together. A lot of people think that they have salvation through Jesus Christ, and it's a false hope, because they do not know about the new covenant. So here's one. The blood of the new covenant, how the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is fulfilling the new covenant promise of salvation and eternal life. And most people have it entirely wrong on the day that Jesus died. We also have a book. You can go on our other website, Christian Biblical Church of God, which is dedicated to restoring the original teachings of Jesus Christ and the apostles, and there you can order the book free, The Day Jesus the Christ Died. And you will see that everything that the Bible says and prophesies about him is true and did happen. Now here's one you really need. Who and what is a true Christian? Do you consider yourself to be a true Christian? Do you consider yourself to be a Christian? Or are you a person who's satisfied with your life because you think you're a good person? And many people like to think they're good people. I mean, even murderers have a nice side to them. So everyone is justified in what they think and what they do. But who and what is a true Christian? Because with all of these false teachings, you need to understand there are billions of false Christians. What do you mean by that? Well, if you don't do it God's way, you're a false Christian. You may be sincere. You may feel good about it. But are you really a Christian? Now, we can talk about that a little later when we have some messages concerning baptism, because that becomes very important. Now, here are two other articles that you really need. If you think you're born again, you better find out what the Bible really, really teaches. And if you think that you're born of God, very similar to the same thing, you need to understand what is born again. Is it a conversion experience? Or is it something else? And why do people feel that when they accept Jesus, I'm born again? I think you'll be astounded. So you get these articles. What do you mean, born of God? Blood of the Covenant, how to study the Bible, all free downloads. Now, thank you for inviting me into your home. I hope that you continue viewing Church at Home so you can learn of the Word of God, the truth of the Bible, and how to live your life the way that God wants you to. So this is Fred Coulter, until next time, saying so long, everyone, and visit our other church website, cbcg.org. We have 1,000 sermons and many more in-depth articles, and we have free books that you can order from that website.